The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Mem Bet. His daf is being studied in honor of Rico Tusun, dedicated by our good friend Mr. David Meyer. His words are, thank you for all the work you have done in spreading the teachings of our dear master Rabbi Eli Mansour and others to all the corners of the globe. May God bless you and your family with health, success, and blessing until 120. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. In today's daf, on Mem Aleph Amud Bet, two lines from the bottom. Taru Rabbanan, we have a brighter. Yibama. Shachal Sula Achim Betok Shilosha. Let's say you have a Yibama. A lady that fell to Yibum, and the brothers made Halitza to the lady. One of the brothers made Halitza within 3 months, which means they did not wait the 3 month Havhana period, the discerning period. Siricha Lamtin Shlosha Chodashim. She must wait 3 months. That she? Siricha Lamtin Ad Shiula Gimel Chodashim Miyom Mita. That's really the chiddush of the statement, that she has to wait 3 months from the death, from the time of the death, not from the time of the halitza, from the time of the death of her husband, before she's able to go get married to somebody else. So the Gemara says, le'ahar gimal, but once 3 months pass, meaning from the death, en siricha lehamtin, Gimel Chodashim. She does not have to wait any more 3 months. Which means the 3 months do not end from the time of the Halitza. It starts from the death, counting 3 months, as opposed to from when the Halitza was done. So the Gemara says, Haveh, we can conclude from this, HaGimel Chodashim Sha'amru Mish'at Mitat HaBaal Velo Mish'at Halitza HaTayamam. Conclude from this Braita that the 3 month period that we talk about starts from the death of the prior husband and not from the time of the halitza. So the Gemara asks a question, Maishena Megit. Why is this different than a lady that got a divorce? Right? The Rav Amar Mishat Netina. Rav says that you give the get that the 3 month period, which is also a 3 month period when it comes to a lady that's divorced, that she cannot get married until she waits 3 months. So the question is, by a divorced lady, when do you start the clock for the 3 months? We have a machloket on this. Rav says, Mish'at Netina. Rav says, from the time that the get is given over. Ushmuel Amar, Mish'at Ketiva. So Rav says, already from when the time the get is written. Now what's the question? So look at Rashi. From the time the get is given, even though according to the halakha, once the get is already written, we know that he's not allowed to be with her. So therefore, technically, you can start the clock earlier, because we know already she cannot get pregnant already from the time when the get was written, because we know they're not going to be together. The imken havala get yashan. Which means, if they're going to have Yehud, after the get is written, this get becomes Pasul. It's called the get Yashan. Because what are we worried about? Let's say they were together. Let's say they had a baby. Okay? So then he ended up using the same get that was dated early. So now the people are going to think that this baby over here was born out of wedlock. Because years later, when they look at the date of the get, they say, oh, date of the get, and they know when the child was born, so therefore it's going to cause a pagam on the child. But the point is, in Gittin, the 3-month period doesn't start until the get was actually executed. So that she says, "Va'afilu achim mishat netina maninan hachenamin nimneh mishat halitza." So therefore, if we're keeping all things alike, we should also start the clock for the 3 months of the time that the halitza was actually done. Which means, just like the get is the finality of the first marriage, so to the halitza is really also, we can consider like the finality of the first marriage. Meaning, when she falls to Yibum, so therefore she's still connected, there's still something there, so we should start the clock at the time of the Halitza, just like you're starting the clock at the time of the get. Because you don't start at the time of the ketiva. No, technically you should start at the time of the ketiva. Because already when they wrote the get, so already you know they weren't together. So therefore, what do I start? I can start 3 months from there. Kamashwan, no, you gotta wait until it's broken. Till the Baal has no connection anymore. Good. So therefore by Halitza also you should start it from not when the Baal died. Even though obviously she can have a child after the Baal died, so, but it doesn't matter. Keep things all equal and start from the time with the Halitza. So comes the Gemara and says, "Maishena miget Rav Mishat Dina Ushmila Rav Mishat Ketiva Amar Rava said Kavahomer, simple Kavahomer. Isur karet hitarta, isur lav lo kol sheken, which means when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum." Yibum is able to be done within 3 months of the death of the Baal. That's a fact that we established already. Now, if 3 months from the death of the Baal is good enough to allow a potential karet, because really this lady over here is Eshet Ach. So if you're allowing to waive the Isur Karet of Eshet Ach, starting 3 months from the death of the Baal, so certainly we'll be more lenient when it comes to the Isur Lav over here. Because a lady that doesn't have Halitza, there's only Isur Lota Se'ana if she gets married to somebody else. So therefore to matir an Isur Lav on this lady, she's this lady to get married to somebody else. What's the Isur? Isur Lav, Lota Se'ana. It's called Sheken, we can be lenient. Which is if the 3 months for the Yibum, which is matiring a karet, can start from the death of the husband, called Sheken to matir this lady to go to somebody else, which is only Yisulav, certainly we can be lenient to start it from the Sha'a of the Mitara. She says, Lisur karet, liyaba mitanta lahagim al-chodashim miyad, liyisulav lashuk. You're not going to have to wait an additional or extra 3 months after the halitza. So enough to start it from the mitah. And that's really the point of this first Gemara. Comes the Gemara and continues. Halitza, yeah, which is, that's a question in itself. That's a question in itself. We had a question, but for sure, you have to wait until the 3 months from the counting from the time of the mitah. That's for sure. You don't have to be mahmir to count from the time of the halitza. Even though by get, you're counting from the get itself, the more mahmir by get, the more mahmir by halitza, because of the kavahomer that we just gave. Comes the Gemara and says, V'chein shahar kol hanashim. Now we said, not only does a yibama have to wait the 3 month discerning period before the yabam can make yibum, and we explained very, very, very important the reason why you have to wait the 3 months, because if she ends up having a child and the child is a kayama, ben kayama, then already that means this guy went with Eshet Ach, because then there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So we can understand why by Yibum, by Yibama, you need the 3 month period. But the Mishnah said, who are these all ladies? I mean, any lady that was married, already you have to wait a 3 month period. So the Gemara wants to know, Why by a regular married lady would you have to wait 3 months? What's the problem? She's divorced now from the first husband, or she's widowed. Well, what problem could take place? The guy, the second guy is marrying her. What do you need the 3 month period for? So the Gemara says, Bishlama yibama. I understand why the yibama needs 3 months. Kedamran elash ar kol anashim amai. But all the other ladies, what do you need the 3 month period for? Amar of Nachman Mashmuel Mishum da Amar Kera. Because we have a pasuk. Liyot lecha l'Elohim. says, God says, I will be for you a God and to your descendants after you. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Levhin ben zar'o shel rishon lezar'o shel sheni. In order to discern between the seed of the first man and the seed of the second man, which means you have to know whose child this is. Even though technically right, there's no isur taking place over here, but we want to know who's who. Based on the pasuk that says that God says, I will be your God with for your descendants that follow you, meaning only when you know who your descendants are. And therefore, if you want Shekhinat to rest in Klal Yisrael, everybody's got to know where they belong to. And therefore, in the case over here, where a person that said doesn't wait the 3 months, Safek Rishon, Safek Sheni, Shekhinat doesn't rest in Klal Yisrael in such cases, where you don't know that you have Zar'ov Vadai. You don't know who your descendants are. So that's why you're really doing it. Look at what else is if that's the case, Mativ Rava. Nefichach, we have a statement, Ger V'giyoret. You have a male and female converts. They're married to each other. They were married when they were goyim. Now what happened? They converted. Sirichim lamtim gimel chodashim. They still have to wait 3 months. Now hear what he worried. You know for sure it came from this lady. Because they were married already when they were goyim. I understand in the case of a regular lady, you have to know if it's from the first husband or from the second husband. But in the case of a ger v'giyoret, what either way, whenever it is, it's still bottom line from the same father. Because they were married before and they both converted. So what's the purpose of waiting 3 months for that? Gemara says, Haka my lefhin. What's the havchana over here? Gemara says, Ika. Hakana me Ika lefhin bin zera shenezra b'kdusha lezera shelo nezra b'kdusha. Yeah, we want to know. Which zera, was he born when she was a... before? Or was the child born after? Which is even though... Conception, exactly. You know, the child was born mamas when they were Jewish. So therefore the child is no question Jewish. The discussion is the conception. Which means that when did the child conceive? Is it zera shenizra shelo b'kdusha? Or is it zera shenizra b'kdusha? Nafkamina, there's a ma'ala on a child that was nizra, let's say, b'kdusha. Might be a little pegam. So therefore we want to know exactly also, you know, the time of the conception, what was the situation. So therefore you have to wait the 3 months, which is when they convert. A couple that was married, they still have to wait 3 months.
They don't have a relation yet.
Correct, and then they're able to continue. So we know exactly if it's from the first when they were, you know, before they converted or after they converted. Comes to Gemara and says, then they get remarried. Rava Amar, Rava gives a new reason. Rava says a different reason why we need the 3 months by other ladies. So the first reason we said is because the Pasuk says, if Shekhinah rests in Klai Seir, it has to be Zer Avadai. You have to know who the descendants are. Rava gives a different reason. Gezerah, Shemi Yisa et Achoto Me'abiv. It gives practical problems that can come out if you don't know who's who. Which means, he's going to think that he's, let's say, the child of the second father, okay, and he's going to end up coming to marry his sister from the first, and meanwhile, that's really his sister, and therefore, it's going to come to make a problem. He's going to marry his sister. If you don't know who the child belongs to, Shemi Yisat Achoto Me'abiv, Rashi, Rava Amar, right? Shemi Yisat Achoto Me'abiv Im Niset Tok Shelosha. Let's say the second man got married within 3 months, v'yalda, and she gave birth. V'hu bentet l'rishon. Right? So it's a 9 month for the first one, and a 7 month for the second one, so you have a safek. V'nolad bebeto shel sheni. Right? He was born already in the house of the second husband. V'sabur shu beno. So he thinks he's born in that house, he thinks that's his father. V'yisa et bat ba'ala harishon sheyesh lo mi'isha acheret. He's going to marry a girl that from the other house of the first father from a different wife. So therefore it's going to be his sister from the father. And therefore, therefore it comes out the problem. So therefore the kid's got to know where he stands so he doesn't come to marry a half-sister. Second problem that can come out. V'yibim eshet achiv me'imo. And he's going to make yibum on eshet achiv, on his brother's wife. What type of brother? Brother from the mother. What's the case? That's she. Umiyabim eshtachim memo. Shim teled aharon ben acher. If let's say the second husband has another son, v'yisa isha, and he's going to get married that second son, v'yamut. and then the kid, and then the guy dies, Bilobanim, the Yibimin Nazeh. And this guy now is going to make Yibub Kasabur Shuahid Na'abiv. He thinks that's his brother from the father, which obligates Yibum. Then Imsami Yabim Eshet Achim Me'imo. And he ends up making Yibum on Eshet Achim Me'imo, which is considered Eshet Ah. That's an Ayrba. Because there's no Yibum in that case. Shalom Ma'abiv Hayav Karet. So that's the second problem that's able to come out. Comes the Gemara, gives a third problem. Viyotsi et imo lashuk. What does it mean, viyotsi et imo lashuk? Lashi. Im lo teled imo lesheni. If let's say the lady, the second husband, right, got married to the same lady, and let's say they didn't have children, okay? V'yamut, and then that husband dies. V'kispurim shezeh beno, and they're going to think that that son is really the second man's son, and therefore they're going to say she doesn't have to make yibum halitza because they had a son, and therefore she's going to go get married to the shuk. Meanwhile, she's not allowed to get married to the shuk. Yisulav, because really, she doesn't have children. That child really belongs to the previous one. So therefore they're going to matir her to go get married again. If they're going to make a mistake over here, they're going to think over here that this child belongs to them, to the second marriage. And therefore, when she dies, when the husband dies, they'll say, of the second marriage, they're going to say, she doesn't have to go to Yibum to have a child. Therefore, she's going to go get married. Meanwhile, this child over here belongs to the first husband. And therefore, she's subject to Yibum, or Halitza. She's not allowed to go get married to somebody else. So that's a potential problem that can happen again.
You have to have a kid from the husband?
The husband.
She can have 20 kids.
Correct.
She brought the child from another marriage.
Next one. V'yiftor it yibimto lashuk. And he will poter his yibama to the market. What's that case? Look at Rashi. V'yiftor it yibimto lashuk. Im yesh lo ach me'aviv harishon. Let's say he has a brother from the first father. Velo hayulo banim, and that brother did not have children. Umet, and he died. Ve'en sham ah elahu, and the only brother that's available is this kid, this safek. V'hu savur shu ben aharon. He's going to think that what he's the son of the second father. V'nimset eshet beno shel rishon azekukalo. So really, he has to fulfill yibum. But they're going to think, well, there's no brothers over here. And therefore, what's she going to do? V'niset lashuk b'lo halitza. She's going to go now marry without a halitza. So that's another problem that's able to come out from not knowing who's who. So that's the way Ravaz understand the problem. The problem here basically is, if you don't know who the child belongs to, you can have issues of isure erva. People marrying and getting involved in relations that are forbidden. So that she just concludes, v'gabe ger v'giyoret. So what about ger v'giyoret? According to this reason, why would they have to wait 3 months? What's the problem that can come out of this? Lehada mehanihu di'ika lemehash. One of the problems we just mentioned will affect a ger v'giyoret, as she says. Which one? Kegon, l'sheme yibem eshet achiv me'imo. Which is we're concerned that he might come to make yibum on his half-brother from his mother. Why? Shemme me'uberet aita. Because maybe let's say this giyoret was pregnant, right? Ushteled. And when she gives birth, sivurai sheben zayinu. She's going to think that he's a ben zayin, that he's a seventh-month baby. Ubiktusha nizra. And he was born biktusha. V'ta'zor v'teled ben aharav. And what's going to happen? They're going to have another child, a boy, after v'isa isha, and that boy is going to get married, and v'yamut is going to die below banim. V'yibem zeh et ishto. Now this guy over here is going to make yibum to the wife. D'sabur shegam hu nizra b'kdusha. Because he thinks he was also nizra b'kdusha. V'kevan shezeh nizra shelo b'kdusha. Here's the chidush. Since he really was nizra conceived shelo b'kdusha, v'stam ovedet kochavim zonahi. And you gotta assume that when she's a goya, she fools around because tam oved kochavim is a zona. Ikalemar shema eno beno shel ze. Maybe it's not. They don't have the same father. So maybe it's his brother from his mother, and therefore now you have a problem of Eshet Ah. So therefore, even by the Ger and the Giyoret, you need the 3 months in order it doesn't come to Isur type of a relationship. Understand that Isur can come out of it. We're worried that he's going to think that he was Nizra B'Kdusha, because he was born 7 months after the conversion. That's a 7 month baby, Nizra B'Kdusha. So therefore, same father, it's his brother from his father, therefore he's subject to Yibum. But really, he was born Shelo B'Kdusha. Once already you're predating him, once you're putting him already Shelo B'Kdusha, you have to be concerned that his mother was Goya, went with somebody else. So therefore, this guy over here now is his brother from his mother. And therefore, there's no Yibum on such a case. And therefore, it's going to be a problem of Eshet Ah. Reason basically of Ramah. So it comes that we have two reasons why a regular lady has to wait the 3 months. Either because we have a pasuk, you want shechinah by you, you got to know zera vaday. Who's who? According to Rava, no, because you have real issues over here. If you're not going to know who the child is, all the problems that come out, who they're going to end up marrying or causing people to marry, be isur. Mativ Rav Hananya. So Rav Hananya said, Bechulan ani kore bahen mishum takanat erva. So Rav Hananya made a statement over here. He said, all the ladies that the Hachamim forbade, let's say, to marry or to make Yibum, so he called those ladies the Isur of Takanat Erva. That the rabbis made Takana in order that people do not go with Arayot. So therefore they forbade certain ladies to protect. Vekan Mishum Takanat Valad. But over here by their 3 month rule, he called it Takanat Valad. It's a tikkun for the child. So the Gemara says, V'im ita kullihu mishum takanat irva. What do you mean? If im ita, if you're going to tell me that Rava, you're right, it's not a takana for the valad. It's really also takana for irva, which is according to the first answer of the Gemara that was given by Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. That's takanat valad, because you want to know who the child is. Is the child from this father, or the child from that father, like the Pasuk said, so you have to Shekhinah, Zarachah Vadai. That's called Takanat Valad. But the Hananya, why do you call it Takanat Valad? According to Rava's reasoning, it's nothing to do with Takanat Valad. It's really Takanat for Erva. So you don't come to marry ladies that are forbidden. So why would he call the 3 month period a Takanat Valad? According to Rava, it really should also be a Takanat of Erva. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hai Mishum Takanat Valad de lo defka behu erva. Yeah, it's a takana of the valad, so we know who it is, so you don't come to Isur Erva. So therefore he's saying the same thing, he's just giving you where it starts from. The suffix starts on the child. And what's the problem why we have to make a takana for the valad? So it doesn't lead to erva. But that was really what he was saying, which is the takanat erva is direct. Certain ladies are forbidden to midrabanan, kusmamash. The guy himself is going to go marry him, you're going to have a problem of Yisur Erva. Mashiach, in this case over there, called Takarat Valad, because by not knowing who this child is, it can lead now to situations of Erva. So he's the starting point. That's why it says Takarat Valad, that can lead to Erva. Now the Gemara analyzes. Bishlama Tamtin Bet Chodashim V'Tenaselo. Now, where do we get the 3 months from? The Gemara is going to try to analyze it mathematically over here. Why they had to come to the conclusion they got to wait 3 months. So the Gemara says, I understand why you can't wait 2 months. Simply, tahayu sefeka, because you have a legitimate sefek. Ibar tish'a lekama, ibar shiv'a lebatra. Because you're worried it might be, the child was born 7 months after the second guy got married. So you're concerned maybe it's a 7th month baby to the second man, or a 9 month to the first. So we have a safek. Because if there's a 2 month period in between, you're going to run into safek. Now if the child is born 7 months later, is it a 7 month to the second or a 9 month to the first? So they were clearly waiting 2 months is going to put the child in a safek. We accept that. The Gemara says, however, Ela tamtin chodesh ehad. Why don't you just wait 1 month? The Gemara is assuming at this point, if you wait 1 month, there's no problems. Why? V'tinase. Let her get married after 1 month. V'ilishiv'ayalda. And if she gives birth 7 months later, hay bar shiv'a libatra. So then you know for sure, she's got to be a 7th month baby to the second one. Why? Because we have a rule. You got to have a rule from the starting point of this little piece here. that an 8-month baby is not going to live. Fact. So therefore, if she's born 7 months later, so therefore it's got to be from the second husband. Who? V'ilitimanya yalda. Now if you're going to tell me she gave birth 8 months later, then I'll say, hay bar tish'a likama. It's got to be a 9-month from the first, because there was a month in between. So therefore, I'll tell you that what she gave birth, she conceived right before he died. And therefore you have the 1 month plus another 8, so the other comes from the first. So therefore, the Gemara is giving you an option. By marrying 1 month, the Chaura, it should solve the problem. So let's read that inside again. Ela tamtin chodesh echad v'tenaseh. Let her wait 1 month and get married, and automatically you'll know who the child belongs to. How? If it's a 7 months from when they got married, you're going to know that she's got to be 7 months from the second. As she says, because if you're going to say it's from the first one, that means it's an 8-month baby, and the 8-month baby cannot live. So therefore, 7 months from when they got married, for sure you know it's going to be the second. Now, the ilit temanya yalda, if it's going to be 8 months after they get married, that's when she's going to give birth. So you know it's a 9 month from the first. How about the shali kama? Who? So the Gemara gives an answer to this question. Inameh, I can tell you like this. Lit temanya yalda. I can even tell you if it's an 8 month baby. I can still have a sefek that it might be the second. How? I thought you said an 8-month baby, he doesn't live. Because it says, Dilma ishtehuye ishteha chodesh echad ve'aybar. Right, who says she conceived right away? Maybe she conceived a month after she got married to the second guy. So then it's only a 7-month baby.
Right.
So you have no ra'ya for sure, just because it's 8 month. It's got to be for the first guy. It can be 8 months from when they got married, and she didn't conceive until a month later. And once you're saying that already, that she gives you another option that you could have said. What does she say? Look at that. She did with ishtahe. You can even say if she gave birth after 7 months, maybe it's not the second guy's, because maybe in the first marriage he conceived 1 month before he died. And therefore, it's really a 9 month to the first. So 1 month before he died, and then 1 month grace period. So therefore, in that case also, she says, well, Dina could have wrote that case down as well. So therefore, marrying 1 month is going to still put you in the same sefik. So therefore, that's not an option. So Gemara gives you another option. V'tamtin shnei chodashim u'mehsa. Why don't you let her wait just 2.5 months? V'tenase. Why? Let's solve it. What can be the issues here? Di'ili shiv'a yalda. If you're going to tell me she gave birth after 7 months, well, hay bar shiv'a lebatrahu. So it's got to be 7 months from the first one, because otherwise it's 9.5 months to the first. You know, the lady doesn't give birth after 9.5 months. So therefore, if it's 7 months, you know it's a 7 month baby to the second. V'ilishita upalga yalda, and if she gives birth 6.5 months later, hay bar tish'a lekamahu. Then you know she's it's a 9 month baby from the first. So again, seemingly 2.5 months should solve the issues over here. If it's 7 months later, you know it's a second guy's. Can't be the first guy's because it's 9.5 months later. If it's 6.5 months later, for sure you know it's the first one because that's already a 9 month baby. And the assumption is that a lady cannot give birth in 6.5 months. The ibar batrau, because you're going to tell me after 6.5 months it's the second guy's, bar shita upalga lo haye. A 6.5 month baby cannot live. So the Gemara says no. Iname shita upalga yalda. Because even if she gives birth after 6.5 months, ika lemema de batrahu. I could still say it's the second guy's. How's that possible? The amar mor zutra, because we have a statement. Afidu leman da amar yoledet letet. There's a shita that holds a 9 month baby has to go full term, meaning if it's to be born in the 9th month, it's got to go the full 9th, which means you cannot be born partial 9th. The baby won't make it. Once it gets to the 9th month, it's got to go full. However, that shita holds yalda lezayin yoledet kutaim. But a 7th month baby, it doesn't have to be a full 7th. It could even be part of the 7th and the child would live, which means once already you're a few days into the 6th, the baby will make it. Because six months, for example, 6 months or 2 days, like the Gemara is going to say. Already they started the 7 month. Already the child will come out. Now, how do you know that from? You know that from Shmuel HaNavi. What does the pasuk say about Shmuel HaNavi? Shneimar, Vayi l'tkufot hayamim. It says Hana gave birth after tkufot yamim. Now tkufot is what? After seasons. What's the minimum seasons? Two. Tkufot is plural. How much is each season? There's four seasons, 3 months. So tkufot is 6 months. Yamim, 2 days. 6 months, 2 days. Shmuel was born 6 months, 2 days. Mi'ut tkufot bet. Mi'ut yamim bet. So therefore you see what? Shmuel was born, 6 month baby. So therefore waiting 2.5 months is not going to solve the problem either. Because even if she's born 7 months later, so you're going to come along and say that what? You can still say that it's a... it can belong to the... Sorry, even if it's 6.5 months later, you can still say it's a second. We assume, you mean, if it's 6.5 months later, it's got to be the first. 9 months. 2.5 grace period. Is that 9 months? No. I can tell you, even 6.5 months later can still be the second, guys. I thought you don't give birth. No, you do. 9 months, you have to have full. But if it's already starting the 7 month, already the child can make it. So 2.5 months is not going to answer your problem. So the Gemara gives one more solution. V'tamtin mashihu v'tenase. Now, Gemara gives a logic like this. Wait a week. Wait a week between the first marriage and the second marriage, and let her get married. Now, what's the problem? Maybe she's pregnant from the first guy. No problem. Libdeka. And once 3 months passes, which means from the death of the first husband, let her make a bidika. She's let her get married a week later. Or a week later from the divorce, or from the mita, whatever it is. And now, when 3 months come, let her check herself. Now that she tells there was a certain way that a lady can check herself to see if she is indeed pregnant, which is we're not just relying on is she showing or not. There was a certain checking that she says bedadeha. He doesn't tell us exactly how they checked the dadim to see if she was pregnant or not, but that's why he checked her. So let her check and if she'll know. After 3 months, if she knows that she's pregnant, she knows the child from the first one. If not, she knows already from the second. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra, En bodkin et hanesuot shelo yidganu al ba'alehem. Klal, we don't check nesuot in that way because it'll make them repulsive to their husbands. Again, they shouldn't tell us why, but it seems that bidika was an intimate bidika, and therefore it'll make the husbands repulsive, make the wives repulsive to the husband. So that bidika is not going to help you. So the Gemara says, "V'nibdeka b'hilucha." There's another way to tell if a lady is pregnant or not, by her steps. She says, "Very interesting." I guess when a lady's pregnant, she has extra weight, obviously. So when she walks, her imprints of her feet are going to be deeper in the ground. So therefore, let her just walk on like sand or something like that, and you'll be able to discern from the footprints, is she pregnant, is she carrying this extra weight or not? Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rami Barhama Isha Mehapa Atzma. Now, a lady will cover it up. So therefore, you're not going to be able to really tell. She'll walk in a certain way where you're not going to be able to tell. Why does she want to cover it up that she's pregnant from the first one? Because she wants this child now to be the yoresh of the second husband. Because at first she'd rather lie, or she'd rather cover it up to say that this child belongs to the second guy. Because now, at least her child now to get an inheritance from this husband. Her first husband got divorced, so he died. So therefore, she wants this child to get an inheritance of the second guy, so she's going to cover it up. So therefore, this option will not work either. To let her get married a week later, and just after 3 months, let her make this guaranteed checking either through that day, no good. Because it's going to make, we don't let the nisuot make this checking through that day. Also, let her make it through hilucha, it's not going to be accurate. Why? Because she fools around with that. Because she don't want to show that she's pregnant to the first guy. And therefore, it's not really a good indication checking her footsteps. Because she covers up on it. So therefore, that's not going to be an option either. So the Gemara says, another option. Okay. At least when she's pregnant, when you know she's pregnant, let her get married. That is no problem. She's pregnant. You know she's pregnant. It's clear. She's showing. They did the bitty court. She's pregnant. What could the problem come out now? Nothing. You know for sure that the baby belongs to the first one. Why were mahmir? Because if you remember in the Mishnah, we were mahmir on all cases. Why so mahmir? Why do you have to wait 3 months? Alama tanya, but we learned in the Braita says, Lo yisa adam mi'uveret habero, umineket habero. A person is not allowed to marry a lady that is pregnant or a lady that is nursing. Vim nasa, and if he did, yotzi. Wow, he has to divorce her, velo yazir olamit. And he cannot go back. Rabbis put a knas on this guy. You cannot go back to this lady. Gizera, what's the concern we have over here? The Gemara is answering now. Answer, Gizera, shemet ta'ase ubra sandal. It's nothing to do with knowing who the child is. We know who the child is. But we're concerned now when the lady's pregnant, if you're going to let her get married, when the man, the new husband's going to make a bi'ah, we're worried that what? She might conceive again. It seems it's possible that a lady who's already pregnant can conceive again on a pregnancy. And therefore we're worried that the second conception is going to push the child that's already in there and cause the chatzim to come out deformed. Sandal is like a shoe. It means the face of the child is going to be smashed by manan and it's going to affect the child. So therefore, that's the reason. We don't want a pregnant lady to get married, because maybe the bi'ah is going to cause the child that's already there to become sandal. So the Gemara says, so then what do you mean? A regular man that's married, we should make a rule, he cannot have bi'ah when his wife is pregnant, because maybe he's going to make a sandal. So the Gemara says, no. So we had this question already once. So the Gemara gave two options. Either in that case over there, we let a lady use a moch. Moch would be like a sponge that they put in that place so that she cannot get pregnant. Or we say, we'll have rahamim. So therefore, here also, so say the same thing about the second of his friends when he's getting married, which means when he's getting married to a pregnant lady, just tell him either use a moch or we'll say whatever we said by her regular husband, regular wife, you'll say by this case over here, which means either let her use a moch or let her use so back to the question again, why is it asur to marry a lady that's pregnant? And don't tell me the sandal issue, because just like you solved it by a regular marriage with a moch, or you said minashalayim minahamu, so solve with a moch over, just say minashalayim minahamu. So the Gemara says, ela mishum dehasa. What is hasa? Literally, has means to be mercy, to be compassionate. But over here, he explains it over here to crush. Well, what are you concerned? That when the man's going to get married to a pregnant lady, when he's having the bi'ah, so he's smashing the lady's stomach. So therefore he's concerned about, you're going to kill the kid. So therefore, that's what we don't want to have. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so then a regular lady, you shouldn't have bi'ah when she's pregnant, because it's going to smash the stomach of the lady. Gemara says, dide chayis alave. No, his own child, he has mercy on the child. So the Gemara says, no, listen, we don't suspect the guy is a murderer and wants to kill babies, so therefore we're going to say, Mr. Ma, he has mercy even on Mi'ubedet Havero. So therefore, that can't be the reason either. So we're back to the question, why is it Azura to marry Mi'ubedet Havero? And don't tell him because we're about killing the baby because he's going to smash the stomach, because just like we don't worry about when it comes to his, we're not concerned that he's going to do it to somebody else's child either. So the Gemara says like this, here's the final reason. Ela setam me'uberet leminicha kaima. Right? A me'uberet, eventually she's going to give birth, she's going to nurse. She's going to have milk, correct? Dilma i'ubera, we're worried if you let her get married, what's going to happen? After she gives birth, she's going to get pregnant right away to this new husband. Umi'akar halba, and the milk that is going to dry up. And what's going to happen? Vikatlale. And the child's going to die. He's not going to have any milk. He's not going to have anything to eat. So the Gemara says, if that's the case,
So then his own wife, we should make a takana that once his wife is pregnant, and after she's pregnant, you cannot have bi'ah, because we're worried the milk is going to dry up, she might get pregnant. How come we don't make that gizra by a regular wife? His own child, he'll supplement the child's lack of milk with eggs and milk. He'll get something else to give the child. He'll go spend money and buy eggs and milk in order to feed the child. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why do you say that when it comes to his friend's child that he married this lady, that if the milk dries up, he'll buy some eggs and buy some milk and he'll support the child? The Gemara says, lo yahav la baal. No, he's not going to spend for that kid. He's not going to give for that. It's not his kid. Why does he have to spend money on the milk now and the eggs like that? So the Gemara says, "Vilit be'inel liyorshim." Oh, no problem. The mother can take the yorshim, meaning her original husband's kids, the inheritance, go to court and demand it from the estate. Say, listen, this is his child. The estate is obligated to pay for the eggs and the milk. And they'll let it go to bed. So there's no problem. Gemara says, no. Amar Abaye Isha Busha Labo Lebetin. She's embarrassed to go to Betin. She's going to go to Betin now and fight with Yorushim for eggs and milk. It's Mushafa to do such a thing. Vehoreget et bena. Not directly, but indirectly, the child's going to starve. So therefore, the Maaseh, the reason why a person cannot marry Me'ubedet Havero is as follows. The concern that if he marries Me'ubedet Havero, she's going to end up getting pregnant again. The milk is going to dry up. And this husband over here is not going to support the child with supplemented food. And therefore, the lady is going to be embarrassed to go to Betin to demand it. Therefore, what's going to happen to the child? Child's going to die. So therefore, the Hachemish got to wait 2 years. Until the child is finished nursing, then already is able to get married. That's talakha. That a lady that's pregnant cannot get married until after 2 years. Well, that's nursing, cannot get married until after 2 years. Wow. Tanakh continues. Now, if you remember in the Mishnah, Tanakhama of our Mishnah was Mahmir, that you have to wait 3 months on all cases. And the Mishnah said, I'm giving you a quote from the Mishnah, Echad Betulot, whether she was a Betulah, which is right away a Hiddush. If she's a Betulah, what are you worried about? She's not pregnant. Doesn't matter. It's Ma'mir and Betulot, Ve'had Be'ulot, or if she was a Be'ulah, meaning she had a relation, which is obvious. Ve'had Girushot, whether she was a divorcee. Ve'had Almanot, or she was a widow. Ve'had Nisuot, whether she was married. Ve'had Arusot, or even if she was engaged. Now, seemingly, the Mishnah lists 6 ladies here. But really, 2 of them are repetitious. Because you're telling me a betulah or a be'ulah. Well, a betulah and a be'ulah is really an arusah or an isu'ah. How do you have a case where a lady is a betulah? She only had kiddushin to the first guy. So therefore, she's still a betulah. And then let's say after the kiddushin got divorced, so she's still a betulah. What's considered the case of a be'ulah? She was married to the first guy. They had relations. So therefore, why does the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask, I have to list 6. It's really 4. Meaning a betulah is an arusah, and a be'ulah is a nisu'ah. So the Gemara says, heinihu betulot, veheinihu arusot. Meaning the betulot is really the same case as an arusah.
What the Yehuda?
Hayniu be'ulot, v'hayniu nisu'ot. The case of the be'ulot is really the ladies that were married. So what do you have to say in those cases? Amar of Yehuda, haki kamar. Achat betulot v'achat be'ulot. Which means it's giving you a head title. Whether the lady is a betulah or whether it's a lady is a be'ulah. Now it's explaining how she could become a betulah or a nisu'ah or be'ulah. Shinit armelu, either she was widowed, or shinit garishu, or became divorced, ben mina irusin, ben mina nisuin. Whether it's from nisuin, irusin, or whether it's from nisuin, which is the Mishnah is really listing 4 ladies, but it's explaining how you have a betulah and a be'ulah. How do you have a betulah or a be'ulah? A lady got divorced, either from
Irusin, that would be called a Betula. Or she got divorced from Nisuin, that would be a Be'ula. Or she became widowed from Irusin, that would be a Betula. Or she became widowed from Nisuin, that would be a Be'ula. So therefore, it's giving you the title. It's either a Be'ula or Be'ula. How do you have the case? Either widowed or divorced from Irusin, or widowed or divorced from Nisuin. So just explaining the case. It's not giving you an extra two cases. It's explaining you how the cases of Betula and Be'ula manifest. Now, that means Tanakh Kama is very mahmir. He doesn't go with the logic, he goes with Gezerah. Which means in Arusa, what should be the problem? Like I told you, she's not pregnant. Doesn't matter, Gezerah. Arusa atu Nisua. And therefore he was mahmir as well, and Nisua cannot even make an Irusin to the next guy. Let's say she was married to the first guy. The Chaurat should be permissible to make an Irusin to the second guy. Because nothing can happen from Irusin, you can have relations. And therefore, let them make Irusin, let them wait 3 months, and let them go have Nisuin. Still, he doesn't even let you make an Irusin. It's Mahmir in all cases. Kamara says, Rabbi El-Azhar lo al the Bet Midrasha. One day, Rabbi El-Azhar did not come to the Bet Midrash. Ashkehe le Rabbi Aseh. So he found Rabbi Aseh. Amar le mai amur Rabbanam the Bet Midrasha. That wasn't the Bet Midrash today. What was the Hadush they said today in the Bet Midrash? Amar le hachi amar Rabbi Yohanan hadacha ke Rabbi Yoseh. What did Rabbi Yosef say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef went with the logic. He said like this, an Arusa can make Nisuin, and an Nisua can make Irusin. What's the logic? An Arusa, since we know for sure she's not pregnant, she can even get married within 3 months. She's not pregnant, she's Arusa. She was Arusa to the first husband. Or a Nisua to the first husband, Rabbi Yosef was lenient for to make a Irusin, because nothing can happen from Irusin. The only case she was a little mahmir on was a widow. A widow, he said, I'm not going to let her get married right away. Meaning, if she's a widow, let's say from the Nisuin, for example, one case, I'm not going to let her make an Irusin right away because she has avidut period, because her husband just died. So in that case, he was mahmir 30 days. But in all other cases, he was mekel against Tanakama. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar said, I wasn't in the Bet Midrash today. What was the hadush they said in the Bet Midrash? He said, oh, Rabbi Yohanan said today, halakha k'Rabbi Yosef. Mikhlal, we can imply from here, diyehida'a palig aleh. We have a rule. Normally, yahid v'rabim, halakha k'Rabim. Now, how could you be posek like Rabbi Yosef against Tanakama? Unless you tell me that Tanakama was a da'at yahid. It wasn't the consensus opinion. It was an individual's opinion. And therefore, since it's an individual's opinion, you're allowed to be posek like Rabbi Yosef. Adonai, we say Mishnatos Rabbi Yosef, Kavanaki. So therefore, he's off. And the fact that Rabbi Yohanan told me that Anachak Rabbi Yosef must be, it's not an argument over here of Rabbim against him. Must be Tanakama's Mahmir opinion is Da'at Jahid. So Gemara says, in. Yeah, it is. Dit. Behatanya, this is not a question, this is Behatanya. This is Benihuta. Batanya will bring a proof that Tanakama's opinion is Da'at Yahid. Hare shaita ridufa lilech lebet abiha. You have a case like this. You have a lady, a girl, that is very homebound. Father's housebound. She loves to go home to her father always. She's always running back to her parents' house. She's ridufa lebet abiha. And she was married, but she always is by her father's house. And close to the time that the husband died, she already was by her father's house. So you know they didn't have relations. So technically, you should be able to start the clock from the time that she went to her father's. She went to her father's house 2 months already, before the husband died. So you know they weren't together. We're going to see from this statement, the first she tells me, it doesn't matter. 3 months. Next case, Oshayala Ka'as Bibit Ba'la. Or you know for a fact, they were angry at each other. Therefore, they did not have relations close to the time of death. So technically you can count, you start the clock early. No. Or Shaya Bala Habush Bibet Asurin. Or the husband was in jail. So if, and he died in jail. So if, you know that they didn't have relations. Or Shaya Bala Zakin. Or he was an old man. Wasn't having relations. Or Chole. Or he was sick at the end. Or Shaita Hichona. Or she was sick. Or Shepila Ahar Mitat Bala. Or you know for a fact she had a miscarriage right after the guy died, after the husband died. So if you know she's not pregnant. She had a miscarriage immediately. Or she was an akara. Why do we call a lady an akara? Akara comes from the lashon la'akor, to uproot, meaning her womb is uprooted, and therefore she's not able to conceive. Or zekena, or she's an old lady, and therefore she cannot conceive. Or ketana, or she's a minor. Right? We said minors cannot get pregnant. Or ailonit. Ailonit, she doesn't have the ability. She's a certain age, after 20 years old, she's not able, she doesn't have the simanim of a lady, therefore she cannot conceive either. Or she'ena re'uya lilid. For example, as she says, she took a certain medicine, a sam, that causes her to become impotent, which she cannot have children. In any event, she still has to wait the 3 months. And whose opinion is that? Rabbi Meir. Oh, very good. So the Tana of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir, because he also said, doesn't go with logic, it's a gezerah. Even in cases where you know for sure she cannot get pregnant and all that. For example, the Arusa. Let an Arusa make the suin, she's a bitula, she's not pregnant. Doesn't matter. So now we found the author of our Mishnah. Who's the author? Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yoseh is only going against Rabbi Meir. So that's why Rabbi Yohanan was able to say, halakha, how can Rabbi Yoseh? Because it's only a Yahid that is arguing against him. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda matir li'ares v'dinase miyad. Rabbi Yehuda actually changes, I think, to Rabbi Yoseh. That makes more sense. The Gaon de Vilna changed it to Rabbi Yoseh. Matir li'ares v'dinase miyad. Very good. So you see, Rabbi Yoseh goes with logic. What is he saying? All these things can marry right away. Because you know, right, there was no relationship from beforehand. So you see, the Rabbi Yoseh is going against Rabbi Meir. How can Rabbi Yoseh? Amar Rabbi Hiya bar Abba. Hazar bo Rabbi Yohanan. Oh, Rabbi Hiya bar Abba came along and said, Rabbi Yohanan changed his mind. Which means, instead of being posik like Rabbi Yoseh, he's posik like Rabbi Meir. He's mahmir. Amar Rabbi Yosef. I hadar be. If you're telling me he retracted, mematnitin decharma hadarbe. You know why he retracted? He must have seen the Mishnah that was taught in Kerem V'Yavne. Kerem V'Yavne was the yeshiva, Tachamim. They called it Kerem because they used to sit in rows like a vineyard, like in the shape like of a vineyard. So they called it Kerem B'Yavne, the vine in Yavne. So he says, he retracted. Must be because of the teaching that came out of the yeshiva in Kerem B'Yavne. Why, what was the teaching? Detanya, we have a braita. Amar B'Yishmael, Benosh Rebbe Yohan ben Beroka, Shamati Mipi Hachamim B'Kerem B'Yavne. I heard from the rabbis of Kerem B'Yavne, Kulan Sirichot Lamtin Shalosha Odashim. Finished. They all have to wait 3 months. No exceptions. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan must have heard that braita from the yeshiva, and therefore he retracted. He said, listen, you got to wait 3 months. We have a mishnah, we have a braita like that. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zirika. Rabbi Yirmiya tells Rabbi Zirika, Ki ailat le kamed Rabbi Abu. When you're going to go to Rabbi Abu, in front of Rabbi Abu to learn, Rami le, ask him the following contradiction. Mi amar Rabbi Yohanan alakha k'Rabbi Yosef. According to the first version we learned, Rabbi Yohanan said alakha k'Rabbi Yosef before he retracted. Right? He said alakha k'Rabbi Yosef. So do me a favor, when you go into Rabbi Abu, could you ask him the following question? How could Rabbi Yohanan have said halakha k'Rabbi Yosef veha amar Rabbi Yohanan halakha k'stam mishnah? We have another rule of Rabbi Yohanan. He always goes with stam mishnah. What is stam mishnah? Stam mishnah is we have a mishnah that gives an opinion. Nameless, doesn't give you the name of the rabbi. Halakha always follows Stam Mishnah. And we have a Stam Mishnah that says what? Utnan, kol anashim, lo yinasu, velo yitarsu, ad shiyu lahem shlosha odashim, echad betulot, vechad betulot. Our Mishnah, which means our Mishnah clearly says, Stam Mishnah doesn't give you the name, Tanakama, that what? I don't care if it's a nisu, cannot make erusin. I don't care if it's an arusa, cannot make the su'in. So therefore, could you do me a favor, when you go to the Babu, ask them the following contradiction. How in the world did the Rabbi Yohanan ever say, halakha k'Rabbi Yoseh, that goes against his rule of halakha k'stam mishnah? And the stam mishnah clearly says, you always have to wait 3 months. Could you ask him that contradiction, please? Amar le, so he went there, he told it to him. Now he came in front of the Babu, he told it to him, he said, diramalach ha, the one that asked you this contradiction, lo hash lekimche, he was not careful on his flour.
meaning normally when a person grinds flour, he has to be careful to grind it the proper way. So he was saying, this man that gave you the question, he wasn't careful of the words that came out of his mouth. Which means he didn't grind his words properly, which means it's not a good question. He didn't think when he asked this contradiction. Why? Setam ve'arkach mahloketi. There's rules now. What makes a stam mishnah a stam mishnah? Not every mishnah is called a stam mishnah. Our mishnah is actually not a stam mishnah, because it brought the first opinion, the setam, and then it brought machloket afterwards. Our mishnah brought stam machmir, then it brought the Yehuda actually that was mekel, then the Yosef that's mekel. That's called the stam and the machloket. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's rule is stam mishnah. That's not a stam mishnah. That's called a stam and a machloket. And therefore, ve'en halacha kistam. In that case, we don't go with the stam. So therefore, your question's not a question. His whole question was, hey, how could Rabbi Yochanan say halacha? Could Rabbi Yosef? Doesn't he go with a stam mishnah? We have a stam mishnah. So the rabbi told him, listen, whoever issued that question, the words came out of his mouth. He wasn't careful with his words. Because the ma'aseh, it's not a stam mishnah. He forgot it's a stam and a machloket. So therefore, the Gemara says, "De'amara papa ve'etima Rabbi Yochanan machloket ve'alkach setam halakha kestam." If the Mishnah is set up where it's a machloket and then the stam opinion comes, that's called the stam Mishnah. When the stam is the second opinion after the machloket, you go with the setam. Rashi says, even in the same seder, what does that mean? Let's say you have two Mishnayot. The first Mishnah says machloket on a certain subject. In the same seder, for example, say Nizikin. You have one Mishnah in Baba Kama, and then in another Mishnah somewhere, in the same seder, Nizikin. It starts off with a machloket, this case, and then later on it says Setam. That's considered a machloket, Vestam. The second Mishnah is considered a Stam Mishnah. Because it was followed by a machloket, not even in the same Mishnah. Just in the same order. However, where it's a Setam, and then a machloket, that's not considered stam mishnah. And therefore he says, setam v'akach machloket, en halakha kestam. Look at Rashi. Lo hash lekimche. I told him, he's not careful about his flour. Lemashu tochen. When he's grinding, umotzi mipiv. Kelomar, the deburo's words. Setam v'akach machloketi. Da'if ligua ala Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's right. Now Mishnah, you had a stam, which was Rabbi Meir. Then there was machloket between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Machloket v'akach setam. Ben shesatam acharav miyad. Whether the setam comes right after the machloket. Is that Gimel? Beota masechet. Even if it's in the same masechet. Ben shesatam acharav masechet acheret. Even if it's in a different masechet. So long as it's in the same seder. באותו הסדר, כגון, נתן סמל לסבד המחלוק בבבא קמא. He gives an example. We have a מחלוקת בבבא קמא, and you have a setam in בבא מציעה. So that would be considered a מחלוקת, ואחר כך, setam. That's a din of a stam mishnah. You'll go like the second mishnah. But if it's a setam, ואחר כך מחלוקת, like our mishnah, it's not a stam mishnah. Therefore, what are you asking? It's not a contradiction. Rabbi Yohanan didn't break his rules. He's posek like Rabbi Yosef. Don't ask me for my mishnah. Mishnah is not a setam. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.